Then Munty joins me. Morning, Muns.
Morning, Sean. How are you? You had a runner there today. I saw on the trials this morning at Rosehill. There was a horse called Shawnee. for Chris Waller, yeah, but it's spelled S-U-R-E, new word, K-N-E-E. I thought it might have been you.
Well,
Shawnee,
there you go.
Cosgrove. Cool, there is a horse called Cosgrove.
There was one called Mrs. Cosgrove and one called Mr. Cosgrove, and the one called Mrs. Cosgrove was named after me dear old late mum.
Oh, was it?
Believe it? Yeah, a friend of hers in Queensland had them. They called it Mrs. Cosgrove. Won a couple.
Yeah, I think the horse Cosgrove, Toby Edmonds might have had it.
Yeah.
I think it had a start.
He went all right.
A big chestnut. He was about a 17-hand chestnut.
Yep.
Wasn't he?
Yeah, right. Yep. And there's another one Donna Marie Stoddart's got, and they called it Cozzy because it's asked the price, and the price is right. So they've nicknamed it, stable name Cozzy.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not like
Cozzy.
Me, it's a good doer.
Not Cozzy Oscar.
No. There you go. Now, what's happening for the weekend?
Well, Sean, punters got off to a great start at Randwick on Saturday with Plaguestone. It was an interesting betting race because he went up... He went up $2 on Wednesday. He was $2.15 by Friday morning. Then on Saturday morning, he opened a $1.90 chance. He got back to $2.20 during betting. And punters, you know, kicked off the day. We've just heard Ray talk about the sectionals that they ran in that race there with Witherspoon carving them up in front and running a very, very good race there to run second to Plaguestone. But we had to wait until Southampton's race, which was Seahampton's race, race number six, for a horse to actually have the interest in it that Plaguestone had. Now, the reason, you know, it stands out like it did, Plaguestone's race was the first race of the day at 20 to 12. Seahampton was in race number six, I think you'll find, you know, at 2:30 in the afternoon. So that really kicked off the day for everyone, Plaguestone, but their day turned very, very sour very quickly when Seahampton was disappointing. And it was funny there at Randwick on Saturday. We finished with a good three track. Now, if anyone can tell me the last time in the middle of winter we had a good three track in Sydney on a Saturday, they must be under hypnosis or something else, because I can't remember it. And I think as the day wore on there at Randwick, it was more and more difficult to make ground wider on the track. Now, I know Seahampton went terrible, but we had couple of genius rides there Saturday. Jason Collard on Goulwa and also Sam Weatherly on Chaotic in the last.
He's riding well, Sam, isn't he?
He wasn't riding well enough to get Rebel Miss home, though, Sean, for one little rotund gentleman without a lot of hair talking to you at the moment.
The XL blonde.
who went a neck in front and still couldn't hold off Vanderpur there. But there's another thing. When was the last time you saw horses come from back? Well, Goulwa came from last or second last. Jason Collett had no intention whatsoever, realistically, I don't think, of going round a runner in the race there. And just goes to show you, just because you're last and back on the inside, you do ride for luck. Sometimes they come off, other times they don't. Well, he would have been a genius, Sam Weatherly, at Rebel Miss got home, because he stuck hard on the fence on it. And Chaotic in the last, resuming from a spell, he stuck on the fence on it, right up on the inside. And if you have a look at the head on, there was probably three quarters of a run there, and he just pushed Chaotic into that gap and forced it a wider gap for it to go on and win the race there. But there was a little sneaky go there Saturday. The last sort of 6 or 7 minutes of betting, Ira Thea for Bjorn Baker, Josh Parr rode. It was $21 into about $11 in the last 7 minutes of betting. So halved its quote in the lead up to the race there. So some punters around the country have got a little bit of money out of one at odds there. But I think punters would have probably finished just behind, because, you know, Seahampton was a really sort of decent go. Although Chaotic was well supported in the last. It was double figures into around about $6. But I'll tell you what, we had some impressive winners in Brisbane on Saturday, Sean. Horse there of David Van Dyke's. Now, he's put a very decent rap on this. He said this is a VRC Oaks horse, and its name is Miss Quaintly. It won the second race at Doomben there on Saturday. Only had the three runs now. It won the race on Saturday was a mile two-year-old race. Now, it's had three runs. It won a 1,000-metre maiden at the Sunshine Coast on the 17th of June. The 7th of July, it was placed in a 1350 at Doomben. They were both slow and heavy tracks. Went to a good track Saturday, stepped up to 1,600 metres, and albeit a narrow win, was an impressive win. Now, David thinks he's going to give it a little let up now, and he thinks that she is a VRC Oaks horse. Armanart came back after that. There were reports he broke his jaw in the barrier the day at Doomben when he was a late scratching there. Of course, that was a race that Tumbler had no luck in. Winter Bride continued its very, very consistent record, winning again. And Natch was an impressive winner, and Natalia Bella came back to have a good win there. And Gay and Adrian had a nice winner at Kembla as well, that Grant Buckley won on there. And its name, it looked as though it carried the colours of Ecuador. Sydney Blue by Sebring won a 1,400 metre maiden at Kembla. Now, Sean, we've suspended Chautauqua in the Everest. Yep. Heard Ray there talk about Mark Van Gestel. He said a number of barrier trials. So to safeguard anyone that is or wanted to back Chautauqua in the Everest until he does now pass to the steward satisfaction and can race again, he is suspended in the Everest. And I'm sure the Special K followers, Kementari, that's his affectionately known as amongst punters in Sydney, Special K, they'll be on the bandwagon to get someone to buy him a spot in the Everest.
Yep, they're right. All right, Muns, we'll talk to you through the week.
Yeah, thank you very much, Sean.